Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction. The talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can always email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And on the line with us today, we have Gail M. Knox. We're going to be discussing her impressive book, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course, revised and expanded edition for 2023 and beyond. Now, it's available for purchase through Amazon as well as BarnesandNoble.com, pretty much any online book reseller. But people, listen to me, okay? If you want to gather everything that Gail has in store, do yourself a favor and head directly to her personal site. And that's AdvancingInEnlightenment.com. There you'll find more information on Gail herself, more information on this fantastic book, as well as find the hyperlink set up to take it to the purchasing pages. So one more time, that's AdvancingInEnlightenment.com. And before we go any further, I want to take this opportunity and point out, Gail was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by one of the best advertising firms in the business. And people, if you follow us, you already know I'm talking about Quipper Prints. So listen to me. If you're a writer out there, you have gone through your process. You have spent sleepless nights at times creating your masterpiece. And now you find yourself at a precarious position, right? You find yourself at what appears to be a dead end because you need help moving the book you just finished writing. Well, people, you already know what I'm about to tell you. You got to contact Quipper. All right, they're one of the best in the business to do it, and this is exactly what they specialize in. So do yourself a favor and head on over to quipperprints.com today and do just that. All right, their fantastic team is sitting by waiting to help you. So head on over there and see how they're going to maximize your creative endeavors. And listen, it is an absolute pleasure to have Gail here on the line. Now, right there in the title, you're going to have an idea of what we're discussing today. And I promise you, people, an idea is all you're getting, because this book is layered. This book has nuances to it, and it's something you're going to want to add to your shelf. Now, it's an informative narrative, okay? It's a spiritual awakening filled with strategies that are going to help you as the reader understand your place in the world, understand your place in the universe, and really help you maximize your potential and really just bring joy into your life. And can we just stop and take a second and understand how important that is and how so many of us are lacking joy these days? I mean, I get it, people. Given this pandemic that I know we are mostly past, but also experiencing a resurgence with the political divide that we have, the cost of living, which I'm here in Southern California. I'm in the Los Angeles area. I could tell you it's astronomical, okay? To just be able to exist, it seems like it's so difficult. Well, that's why a book of this magnitude is just what you need, because it's going to set you on the right path. View it as a precipice to embarking upon the life that you know you deserve. And listen, at the end of the day, don't take my word for it, all right? Take Gail's. It's her book. She's written it. It's filled with a plethora of knowledge that you're going to be able to take to the bank. And by the time we've concluded, you're going to run to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, AdvancingInEnlightenment.com, and do just that. Gail, first and foremost, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you very much for being a guest. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Absolutely. Gail, listen, the pleasure is all ours, okay? I said it in my opening, but I'm going to reiterate it now. What you're doing and what you have done is something special, okay? It's something that we all need. And listen, given a lot of the pressures that I've already discussed in the opening, adulting is tough, right? Adulting isn't easy. And your book is something that I think is so special because it's going to help so many people. So I truly mean it. The honor is all ours. Thank you for writing the book. And thank you even more for being a guest here to discuss it. Now, Gail, before we jump into the book, and I know we have a we have a mountain of information to discover. But before we go into those words on those pages, start by telling our listening audience a little bit more about yourself, please.
Well, I'm Gail Marie Knox. I was born in Chicago, Illinois in 1955. Lived my whole life here in Illinois, except for 1 year when I moved to Virginia with my sister in 1980. But I started the spiritual journey by reading the Seth material, the Seth book by Jane Roberts, at the age of 14 in 1970, which was given to me by my sister Madeline. And since then, I've earned 2 Law of Attraction certifications, both basic and advanced, through the Global Sciences Foundation, founded by Dr. Joe Vitale and Dr. Steve Jones, which you probably remember from The Secret. Mm-hmm. And then I went on to write this book.
Love that. There you have it. Well, Gail, without further ado, let's not keep our listening audience waiting anymore. Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course. Tell us a little bit more about the narrative.
Well, my book can take anyone who's basically been spiritually asleep into enlightenment, which Abraham, Esther Hicks channels Abraham, defines as that state of being where you're open to receive. And I was inspired to write about it because that was my journey. And it's complete with everything you need to know, not only to wake you up, but deliver you to a state of spiritual awareness as long as you're open to receive it. Mm-hmm. And that's the path to high vibration. And you know, our physical reality is formed by atoms that vibrate. So you can say everything is energy, and you've heard that plenty of times. But positive or light energy has an active attribute when combined or infused with consciousness that causes the atoms to vibrate at faster rates, determined by how much spiritual awareness they possess. It determines the density of the atoms, which allows the creation of different dimensions. And when you're maintaining a high vibration, you can connect with these higher dimensions and the harmony that resides there within God consciousness. And that's where this journey is leading towards.
Love this. Gail, I'm here with you, okay? I'm picking up what you're putting down. Let's go into the foundation piece here, because people, listen, you already know, okay? As I mentioned, we're going to scratch the surface here today, but if you want to gather all of the information, there's no getting around it. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, advancinginenlightenment.com. You got to purchase your copies. But Gail, since we have you here on the line, for any of my listening audience members that are wanting to be awakened spiritually, right? They're wanting to embark upon this journey. They're hearing what you're saying. They're in the process of purchasing your book. What would be the first step to becoming spiritually awakened? Where does one start?
My book is directed to those who are searching for answers. Mm-hmm. It's going to wake people up who have been spiritually asleep into greater spiritual awareness. And the original book only had a chapter 7 as a placeholder, but Adronis, who's our multidimensional mentor, channeled by Brad Johnson, he stepped in to fill it, and it was never finished until now, but now it's filled with brand new information, just delivered to us this summer with no signs of falling down, and we're only given that information which we're ready to receive, and we must be ready to receive this new information. It's earth-shattering. It's going to set the literary landscape on fire. And I tell you, I'm glad to have a hand in it. And I had to, because spirit can't write.
Yeah. There you go. You know, Gail, your book is broken up into 7 chapters, I believe, right? So if you can go into a brief detail mm-hmm. in terms of what each chapter will showcase to your readers.
I couldn't place one above the other. The whole book is like a soup. Yeah. You can't separate the ingredients. You got to eat the whole thing. But Jane Roberts channeled Seth, who described himself as a personality no longer focused on physical reality, and he revealed for the first time this spiritual landscape that we don't even know anything about. Esther Hicks, she channels Abraham in eternal soul consciousness, which who unmasked the law of attraction and emotional guidance scale, allowing for us to become delivered creators. Barbara Han Clow with the Pleiadians, particularly a Pleiadian goddess named Satya, told of the higher dimensions and how to access them. Lee Carroll and Kryon and Archangel reminds us of the continuous unconditional love we're immersed in and how to dissolve any darkness from our lives. All of his seminars contain that kind of stuff. And Daryl Anka channels Bashar, our first extraterrestrial contact specialist from the fifth dimension, with instructions to be discerning with our beliefs and disengage from any false ones that do not serve our best and highest good. You have got to know the difference between what is truth and what is lies. And then Brad Johnson with the Dronus, our multidimensional mentor from Sirius and Sixth Dimension, he lays out our true history and delivers knowledge of sacred geometry to aid in, that aids in healing all of our bodies, the causal, the astral, the physical realms that impact our existence. And it's, like I said, it's a soup. You can't separate the ingredients. You got to eat it all.
Absolutely. You know, people, you understand how important this is. I mean, like, I'm listening to Gail talk, and one thing that I'm taking from this, as she's doing, as she's explaining all of this, and she's mentioning all of these people that have also really in one way, shape, or form or the other, have helped create this manifestation, has helped create this magnificent book. A lot of the names of which I have heard before, and I know you all listening in right now have as well. But you know that the knowledge found within this book is coming from a truthful place, right? It's coming from a wealth of knowledge from these individuals that have now been comprised in this magnificent soup, to use a better term, that Gail created, that you're just now going to be able to taste and feel and breathe within. This is fantastic stuff. Gail, curiosity for myself here with this next one, but throughout this entire process, what would you say was a highlight for you or something that surprised you that you weren't anticipating?
Well, there's a whole bunch of that.
Yeah.
But one particular thing comes to mind. And that's when I was in the middle of explaining how your emotions are attached to the law of attraction, which determines your experiences. When I heard Deepak Chopra, you know, that integrative medicine expert, mm-hmm. he was being interviewed on TV in the next room. And I had to stop and go watch it. And he talked about his study of what he termed was molecules of emotion and how negative emotion causes the brain to release harmful chemicals like cortisol into your body, which is detrimental to our health. But positive emotion produced a homeostasis, which is the body's system of perfect balance that now included the release of bodily chemicals like serotonin, dopamine, endorphins, resulting in the overall good condition. So now, because of being open to receive and in alignment with perfect synchronicity, I was able to include that vital information right at that particular pace in the book, which showed not only do your emotions have the outward effect of driving experiences, but also has an internal effect on your body. And that was valuable information delivered in perfect timing. And really, that's how the entire book came together. I mean, it was perfect synchronicity and a divine orchestration of events, and I can't explain it any other way.
You know, listen, you've explained it perfectly, Gail. And I love that because that's a notion that I live my life by, right? I've mentioned this on a number of occasions. My listening audience knows this, but I've always been a firm believer. So you've put the scientific terminology behind it. But oftentimes when I reference it, I talk about how perception creates reality, right? And how you can manifest things in the universe. I am absolutely a spiritual person. I love what you're talking about here. And you know, I've mentioned it before that it started at an early age and maybe started as a defense mechanism to really help me get by difficult situations. And I agree. At first, I was faking it till I made it, right? I was just putting it out there and just kind of playing around with things, trying to fool myself. And I recognized at an early age that when you focus on the negative aspects of your life, you tend to attract more negativity. And the same is true on the opposite side of the coin. When you focus on the positive things, you attract positivity. You know, and I liken it to, it's similar to whenever you purchase a new car, right? When you purchase that new car, it's interesting how all of a sudden, you start to see that same car everywhere you're driving around, right? Or when you're interested in getting a car, a particular vehicle, you see that same car all over the place. Prior to even thinking about that car, you would never see it. And it's very interesting how our minds work that way and how powerful our minds are. And this is a fantastic
notion.
Well,
that's not only it, Benji.
Yeah,
Benji, it's you're magnetic. You're magnetic. You draw, you have a medic, that vibration I was talking about is magnetic.
Yeah.
When you put those thoughts out there, you're drawing those things. You're attracting the exact same thing to you.
Right.
You are a magnetic being, and that's what the law of attraction explains pretty thoroughly.
Yeah. You know, people, I'm telling you, this is a wealth of knowledge. This book is a gift. And we've barely scratched the surface. Listen, I know myself. I'm vibing right now with Gail. We have this mutual thing that's working, and I have to continue to remind myself, like, this is not about me. And I want to hone it in here and start to switch gears, because as we close out, people, this is not all. Now, Gail's been putting in some work, and there is another book that's on the horizon. It's not developed just yet. It's still in creation, but you're going to want to check back into her personal website, advancinginenlightenment.com, because Gail is planning on developing a series, all primarily categorized as Advancing in Enlightenment, and then there's different subtitles for each. So the next one on the horizon is Advancing in Enlightenment, Living a Self-Empowered Life. I'm telling you, these are books that you're going to want to get and master, because your life depends on it, right? I was trying to think of a different way to put it, but really, in its purest form, the advancement of your life really depends on it, right? The happiness and the joy of your life depends on it. So as we close out of here, Gail, please talk to us about the upcoming book, Living a Self-Empowered Life, and tell us a little bit more about what to expect with that one.
Well, the Self-Empowered Life is focusing on your four bodies, the mental, the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual. And then each one of those has a section. And as you go into that, you will get more self-empowering information in each of those. Your spiritual awakening will advance. Everything will advance, because there is so much more information that this book only touched on each subject very, very slightly. Mm-hmm. But when we go into the next one, it's going to go very deeply into those subjects.
Gail, a question that I'm sure is on everyone's mind. First and foremost, we understand that even though your book is magnificent, it's not the first book ever written about spirituality and spiritual awakening. So, of course, question of the hour, how does your book differ from others in its category?
Well, mine is a combination of the most profound information ever given by six of America's most well-known channels of the highest integrity over decades that I've studied over these last 53 years. It deals with light and dark energy, you know, the good, the evil, while staying in a positive light with emotional control by following an emotional guidance scale. It details how to connect and communicate with your eternal soul, and even what the soul is. It explains the internal power that resides in your chakras, your heart, your multidimensional DNA, and how knowledge of those things affect your life, because it does. It explains the dimensions and our star family who reside there, and not just with words, but how I've used that information to personally improve my life. And that's why this book is here, to share all that. And if they have not done anything or any searching to increase their spiritual awareness, this book will allow them to catch up without 50 years of study. I would say that qualifies this book as being different. Do you know any other such book like this?
I do not. I love that, Gail. Thank you very much. People, listen, I'm telling you, this book is broken into 7 chapters. It's clear. It's easy to read. It is so informative. Listen, show of hands, who amongst us is ready to walk into an age of enlightenment? I know y'all can't see me, but my hands are raised. Okay, I got both of them up because I'm ready to go. This is something that I want to take advantage of, and I know all of you out there listening in are in that same headspace, because you've been going on that hamster wheel of life and you realize that there's got to be more to this, right? There's got to be more out there. And this book, as I mentioned before, this is the precipice to help you do just that. So as we close out here, I'm going to say it for you one last time. I know I don't have to, because I know you all are all already heading over there. But for my stragglers in the back, for my people that are asleep, I'm going to say it for one more time. Okay, we're here on the line with Gail M. Knox. We just finished discussing her impressive book, Advancing in Enlightenment, The Crash Course, revised and expanded edition for 2023 and beyond. Check it out through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, advancinginenlightenment.com. Check back in frequently for the other books in the series, the moment that they become available. Because people, this is something you need to add to your shelf. This is a gift you need to add to someone else's shelf. Head on over there today. Pick up your copies. Get lost in it. And you can thank me later. Okay, this is something we all need right now. Gail, this has been an absolute pleasure. Such an honor. Thank you once again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
I can't believe I was on Benji Cole. You don't know. I drive an hour to work every day, and I put Benji Cole on and listen to your show on my way to work.